The Gemara Masechta Daf Ayin Zayin quotes a Braisa. Tanya, Tzitz ben Yishayishno Metzcho ben She'en Al Metzcho Meratza, Devar Reb Shimon. Yehuda Omer Oda Al Metzcho Meratza, Ein Oda Al Metzcho Ein Meratza. Now, according to Reb Shimon, that this shtickle which I'm going to say is something of my own, but I spoke to the Rav about it, and I'm going to add what the Rav said. But I have this in my sefer on Sanhedrin. Now, according to Reb Shimon, that even if it's tefillah in Ein Al Metzcho Meratza, that's because that he holds, even if the tzitz is not on him, it's the heft of the tzitz itself that's Meratza. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's only Al Metzcho Meratza, because in Reb Shimon we can interpret it one two ways. Either he holds that it's the Kiyum Levisha that's Meratza, or he's maskim to Reb Shimon that it's the heft of the tzitz by itself which is Meratza. But he holds that it's only when it's on the Metzach of the Kohen Gadol that it's called the Tzitz. And so it's only B'shas Levisha, it's Chalan and the Shem Tzitz. And so L'choy, the Nafgamina this may be, what about a Kohen Gadol that is only wearing the Tzitz without the other the other seven Godim? That if we say that it's just the Shem Tzitz, so even if he's not wearing the other Godim, the tzitz would be meratza. But if the halacha is it's the kim levisha, that's meratza. So it's only meratza when he's wearing all the ches godim. Because if he's mechutz godim, even one baget, he's kazar, and there's no kim levisha godim. So Tosis in Yuma on Daf Samach Tes proves from the Gemara in Kedusha on Daf Samach Vav by Yanai that Yanai wore the tzitz even chutz l'miklush in the Medina, that you see that Kohen Gadol can wear the tzitz even chutz l'medina, and therefore even without because there's no kiyum levisha for avoida chutz l'miklush, even with the other godim. And the Rashba and the Ritva in Kedushin disagree with Tosfos that what Yanai did was inappropriate shloka hogan. And it's us to wear the tzitz b'mdina. And so in their shita, we can be mistopic. Is it that they hold that it's mutter to wear the tzitz in the azara without, in the mikdash itself, without the other begodim? So if you look at the Beis HaLevi has a tshuva in Simen Gimel. He says that according to the Rambam, that the tzitz is meratza only if the Kohen Gadol is wearing all chesp godim, and therefore the Rambam holds that the heter for Kohen Gadol, because machlokes Rambam and Ravid, can the Kohen wear because the godim are kilayim, the avnet is shatness, can he wear it shelo b'shas avoda? But the Rambam, the basically says even though b'shat shelo b'shas avoda, the regular coin can't, but the coin gadol can wear the godim because it's always called shas avoda in order that he should be wearing the tzitz, and tzitz is only meratza if he's wearing all ches godim. If you look in the Lashon of the Ritva in Kedushin, it seems that he holds that the Kohen Gadol is not permitted to wear the tzitz b'chutz, outside Mikdush, outside the Azara. However, the tzitz would be meratza even if it's not wearing all chesp godim. So in this Machlokes Rishonim, This can be interpreted in a different way also, that everybody agrees that according to Yehuda, that it's the kiyum of the visha of the tzitz that's meratza. However, the shaila is if the kiyum levisha of tzitz is a separate kiyum levisha beyond the kiyum of Levishas Bigdei Kahuna, or that the Kim Levishas Tzitz is one, because Tzitz is one of the Ches Godim, so it's a Kim of Levisha of Bigdei Kahuna. And if there is a separate Kim of Levisha by Tzitz from the Gzeis HaKosov for Haya Al Metzcho Tamid, so we could, L'choyer then, maybe one could say that even in the Medina, there's that Kim. And even if he's not wearing all the other Godim. But if it's a Kiyum of Levisha as one of the Chesp Godim, of the Kohen Godel, so if he's missing even one of the Godim, so he's a Bechusab Godim, and he's like a Zah, and there'd be no Kiyum Levisha at all. And certainly there would be no Kiyum of wearing the Bigdei Kahuna or the Tzitz Bimdina. And even if we would say that there is a kiyum of Levisha bifnei atzma, an independent kiyum of Levisha's tzitz, nonetheless, we could say that he has to be wearing all chesp godim, and it should be dafka in the azara, because this kiyum is only in the kohen gadol, and if he's not melubish called godov, he's not called Kohen Gadol, L'gabi Avoda. The Bizman should be Dam Aleim, Kunosim Aleim, Ein Bigdam Aleim, Ein Kunosim Aleim, and he's like a Zah. Now, if you look in the Dvar Avram, the Dvar Avram, the Zechelik Beis, Simon Chof Beis, is bothered according to Rav Dimi that holds that Godim should Kohen Gadol Meshamish Behen, Meshuach Mechoma Meshamish Behen. In other words, the Meshuach Mechoma also can wear Chesp Godim. So what is the Gemara ask, according to Reb Shimon, what will the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur do? You know, because Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, in the time that he's wearing Big Day Lovim, and if you hold because Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, who holds that it's even Shiloh Amatzcha Meratzah, according to Reb Yehuda, what will the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, in time that he's doing the Avodah Big Day Lovin, or somebody comes down, there'll be no Ritzu Tzitz. So he asks, what's the Kasha? Maybe the Meshuach Mochama will be wearing the Chesp Godim at that time. And therefore, even though the Avodah is being done by the Kohen Gadol in Big Day Lovin, he's not wearing the Tzitz, but the Meshuach Mochama will be wearing the Tzitz, and that will be Meratzah. So the Dvar Avraham answers that the kasha is because in Bayis Sheni there was no Meshuach Mechoma to wear the tzitz. But indeed, if the Meshuach Mechoma would have been wearing the tzitz, that would have been that could be Meratzah. However, we could give another answer to his kasha. Even if the Meshuach Mechoma can wear, it can do the avodah b'ches godim and could do the avodah like the Kohen Gadol. However, at the time that the Kohen Gadol is doing Avoda in Big Day Lovin, even if the Meshuach Mechoma will be wearing simultaneously the Chesp Godim, and therefore will be wearing the Tzitz, however, as it relates to this Avoda, which is done with Big Day Lovin, so he's considered like a Zar, because this Avoda requires only the Big Day Lovin. The Dalad Godim, and so Gabi this Avoda, it's not Mitzurif the Tzitz, and what the Meshuach Mechoma is wearing, even though he's wearing the Ches Godim including the Tzitz, he's still considered the Gabi this Avoda like the Gabi this Avoda like a Zar. And we can also say more than that according to Rav Dimi, the Meshuach Mechoma is Meshamish Beches Godim, and he has a Kim Avoda and Godim like a Kohen Gadol, that's only as relates to Avoda. However, the Kim of Levisha Tzitz is not a Kim of just Big Day Kahuna, but as we said, it's a special Chaloshem, which is said Dafka with the Kohen Gadol. And even though Mashiach Muhammad can wear the Chesed Gadol, including the tzitz, but that the special Chal Hashem and Kiyum of tzitz, that's related only to the Kohen Gadol and not to the Mashiach Muhammad. Now, if this is, if according to Behuda, Ritzu Tzitz depends on the Kiyum Levisha, so we can be Mechalik, as we just did, between Kohen Gadol and Mashiach Muhammad. However, if the halacha, according to Behuda, is that it's the Chefetz of Tzitz is Meratzah, as equivalent to what Reb Shimon says, just he thinks it doesn't have a Shem Tzitz if it's on the ground, only if it's Mashiach Levisha, so then one can't be Mechalik between Kohen Gadol and Mashiach Muhammad, because it's not the Kiyum Levisha, it's the Chefetz of Tzitz, so it doesn't have a Shem Tzitz unless the Kohen Gadol is actually wearing it. However, a coin to Reb Shimon that holds that even that it's manshitz enu amatzchutz meratza, what does the pasuk mean then? V'nosa Aaron as Aaron hakadoshim. It's because it's not Aaron at all. It's the tzitz. It's the chefetz of tzitz that's meratza. So it would seem that even according to Reb Shimon, when it's not al metzcho that's meratza, you still need a kohen gadol. But if it were a case, for example, that the kohen gadol died, or there was no kohen gadol appointed, so then the tzitz by itself, even according to Reb Shimon, would not be meratza. And it would seem that even according to Reb Shimon, but it's meratza even al eno amatzcho. However, there is a separate Chal Hashem levisha of levisa satzitz, and this can be proven from the sheet of Rabbi Natam quoted in Tosis and Yuma, that according to one daya, according to Behuda, according to Behuda, that even be'eno amitzcho, according to that be'eno amitzcho, it's not meratza only b'shas levisha. However, Rabbi Natam says, according to everybody, it's mutter to wear the tzitz b'mdina, and that's exactly the cause of a hoya ametzcho tamid. And even according to Reb Shimon, that it would be permitted. Now, if according to Reb Shimon, that it's not the tzitz, but the levisha that's meratza, you see from here that there's this a special kiyum levisha, a Chal Hashem levisha of tzitz, and when it is on the metzach of the kohen gadol, even according to Reb Shimon, and that's what permits it to wear it even b'mdina. So you see the two separate dinim as relates to ritzit tzitz. One is there's halacha, possibly, the one halacha is that tzitz is meratza and machsha the korban, even though it was nitma. But nonetheless, there's another halacha that you require kapala, al tumas ha-korban. And the tzitz is not only machsha the korban, but it's also, there's nesias oven and kapala. It's because we see from the Gemara in Mizrachim that the big day kahuna, the big day kohen gadol, all of them, each beged, is mechaper for different things. The tzitz is mechaper, the Gemara says in Zvach and Dav Peches, on Asus Metzach, and the Mechnasayim al Arayis, and the Choshen on Dinim. And similarly, the tzitz is also mechaper, not only machshe, it's mechaper on Tumas Kotchen. So I spoke to the Rav about this, and he told me that even according to Reb Shimon, that the kiyum, it's not the pshat that the kiyum, that it's simply the chefetz of the tzitz is meratza. That Reb Shimon also holds it's the kiyum levisha. Just he holds that it doesn't have to be simultaneous with the at the time of tumah, but you need a tzitz that's royal levisha. However, if this kohen gadol never wore the tzitz, then it would not be meratz on the korban. Or if in the time of tumah, the tzitz was broken, it would not be meratz according to Bishim, because you need that the tzitz should be roy lilavisha. But it's not that according to Reb Shimon, it's simply the heftz of the tzitz that's meratz. It's the levisha of the koyin, but the levisha of the koyin doesn't have to be shas maisa, but it's with the levisha, the kim levisha, the koyin gadol, when he did wear it, is even shalobis shas maisa, the tumah, that is also mechata.